something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
The priest ministers to God in things concerning men, and ministers to men in things concerning God. Because the Bible says the priest's lips should keep knowledge. So the knowledge of God should be found in his mouth. Which means he teaches the word of God. He brings out revelations of God's kingdom to people. You see that? But he can't get it until he ministers first to God. He must minister first to God. A lot of times, our songs are songs that entertain us. Beautiful songs. And there's a place for that, where we entertain ourselves, when we sing about ourselves and about one another and about the church. That's beautiful. But then, we must also learn, more importantly, to minister to the Lord. You see, you can sing about Him, but it's different when you sing to Him. How great is our God? How great is His name? He rolled back the waters. Beautiful song. But in that song, we are singing about Him. You see that? We are singing about Him. See, there are songs that we sing about ourselves. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. That's about us. Beautiful song. So we sing those songs. So we sing about ourselves. We sing about God. But neither of these two is a ministry to Him. Are you listening to me? So we must know the difference and learn to minister to God, because that is more important. Now, it doesn't take the place of these other two. Are you listening? It doesn't take the place of these other two. It has its place. That's the point. But that it should have number one place. See, one of the problems with many, many Christians is that they don't have what you call the spiritual order. They don't understand spiritual order. And in many churches, they don't understand spiritual order. Most don't. They don't understand spiritual order. There's order in the church of Christ. Whether or not we recognize the order, it's there. God recognizes it. Praise God. You're still in this place? The spiritual order. So, our ministry to the Lord is number one in our responsibility in life. Look how Jesus taught his disciples to pray. He said, when you pray. He says, after this manner therefore pray. He said, when you do, say this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Before the give me
You see, he was teaching the order. He didn't say we should pray that prayer. He gave us the order. The first thing he said you do is, our Father, you address him directly. Hallowed be thy name. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? He says you begin your prayer life with that. You praise him. You worship him. Did you notice in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, when you read in, from verse 1 into verse 2, the Bible tells us about certain teachers and prophets, ministers of God, who were in that church at Antioch. And Paul was one of them. While they were there, on this occasion, the Bible says they prayed to the Lord and fasted. It tells us, as they ministered to the Lord, the Holy Ghost said. The Holy Spirit spoke. As they ministered to the Lord. They didn't have to be saying, oh Lord, speak to us. We want to hear your voice. Speak. No, they just ministered to him. And he spoke. Praise God. You know, many times we want to know what's the will of God concerning something. Maybe about our job. Maybe about something that you're interested in. And you want to know what the Spirit of God has to say about this thing to you. And you want to hear him clearly. Am I right? You don't want to assume nothing. You want to hear him clearly. Well, if you want that, minister to him. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, he spoke, and they understood him clearly. Let me tell you, did you know it's God's will and purpose and desire to talk to you personally? And to have you understand him clearly. He wants that more than you do. He wants to do that for you more than you want it. The truth is, he's been doing it. But when your spirit is clouded with other things, other matters, you can't hear him. You know, I tell people, they ask, why do we fast when we do? Why should we fast at all? We don't fast to get God to hear us. We don't fast so God can hear our prayer and so we can be more serious about the prayer for God to hear us and convince him to do something for us. No. It's when you fast, it's not God who's not eating, it's you. And he doesn't eat the food that you didn't eat. He doesn't need it. So your fasting doesn't change God. Your fasting changes you. It helps you position yourself where God's word can come to you. And sometimes where God even sees feet to talk to you. I'm not sure you got that. Should I say it again? I said, your fasting can put you in a position where God sees fit to talk to you. In other words, even though he's been talking, he's been leading, he's been speaking to you, and you've not been picking it. Fasting and praying can reposition you where the Spirit of God finds it necessary because of your spiritual reorientation. He finds it necessary to minister to you in another way, other than how he's been doing it. So there are things we do. There are things we must do. Our own responsibility. When you pray on your own, take time not just to remember the things that you need. There are times you don't need to ask for anything. Are you hearing me? You don't ask for anything. If there's anything you're going to be asking about, be filled with the Spirit. Oh, did you know God's Spirit is God's answer? And that when we pray, imagine all the needs that we got every day. I mean, if God expected us to pray about the things that we are concerned about, oh boy, that's just too much. I got to pray about an uncle and an in-law, and then about a friend, and about a neighbor, and about some members of the church, and then some leaders, and I got to pray about some non-Christian friend and some non-Christian relative, and I got to pray about something that they said the other day that other person said, and that the other one said that the other one said that he heard the other one say that other person said that he heard. You know what I'm talking about. And so I got to pray about, oh, the government and what the government is trying to do and what they have done and what they're, you know, if I've got to pray about all of these things, then it's better to just die. Because there are too many and we just can't make it. If God expected us to do this. Now imagine what you would have to pray about. If he's holding you responsible for all your uncles, especially some of you that come from very large families. Imagine if you're responsible. Uncle Nat, Uncle Tom, Uncle Green, and all of them. You're going to pray for all of them. And then their families, and their large families. You're going to pray for them? You feel guilty every day. And when something happens to one of them, you feel guilty. Oh, I wish I had prayed. If I had prayed, this would have not happened. Do you know how many times you would cry and wish you had prayed? You'd be feeling guilty all the time. When something has happened to someone's close, I wish I prayed. Oh, God, I'm sorry. You will repent today. Tomorrow, something else has happened. Maybe this time to a friend. Oh, I wish I prayed. The secret to all these things is being filled with the Holy Ghost.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Leveled Radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 706 060 3228 +234 809 826 2823 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.
Being filled with the Spirit. He says, thou would perfect that which concerneth me. When you're filled with the Spirit, one word from the Spirit can affect so many things. So many things. One anointed word of the Holy Ghost. You have to pray about your job. And while you're praying about your job, you're praying about your boss. You're praying about your employee. You're praying about the financial situation. You're praying about the customer. And then you're praying about all these things. No. He didn't plan to confuse us like that. He planned to give us a life with absolute mastery all the time. That's why praying in the Holy Ghost is a great secret weapon. Praying in the Holy Ghost. If you don't know how to pray in the Holy Ghost, I don't know what you're waiting for. Pray in the Spirit. Take a chair or something, or kneel or lie down, and you're speaking other tongues. And when you don't have to shout. Keep praying until your whole body is saturated with power. It's happening. Something is happening. You know what I'm talking about. Something's happening. You're stirring up something. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for power from on high. It's come to our spirits. Now we can minister to God. When we lift our hands and Father, we worship thee. And the next thing, we go in other tongues. Speaking. And while we're doing that, something is happening in the realm of the Spirit. Our root in life is being corrected. Certain people who would have come into my life in 5 years' time have been removed from there. Do you understand what I'm talking about? As I pray, God looks into my next year and my other year, and he fixes things there while I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. Are you still there? So when trouble strikes, you say, they are bread. You say, I'm already done with all this. I've passed this level. Say, I've passed this level. Say it again, I've passed this level. Ha, ha, ha. I've passed this level. So there are greater things. I've passed this level. There are greater things. Say it again, I've passed this level. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you're out of work. You know, with the economic problems around the world, many companies are folded up and many are not making progress, and so they're laying off their staff and, you know, cutting down. And such a thing can affect you as a child of God. And so maybe you're among those that have already been axed and you're out of work. I wonder what's going through your mind. I wonder what you're thinking. If your job was your source, you are sunk. You're in trouble. But your job was not supposed to be your source. Change your thinking. Your job is not your source. Listen, you are a child of the kingdom. You belong from another world. Don't you understand? Not this world. You belong in Zion. You belong in Christ. And because you belong in Christ, your prosperity is not based on your labor. Your labor is required. Because it's your opportunity and it's your window to the world. It's your opportunity to reach the world, to communicate, to reach out to them. Are you listening? It's another way for you to bless the world in which you live. But it's not your source. It's not your source. It's not your source. Listen, your confession should always be, this is not my source. Christ is my source. Hallelujah. Christ is my source. I don't have to have a job to be alive. I don't have to have a job to be me. No. But I do a job because of who I am. Come on now. Are you getting the idea? So if they lay you off one job, it doesn't make a difference. You just get a better one. They say it's difficult. No, not for you. If nobody hires you, start one. Start one. Because you know who you are. If nobody hires you, get into something and start. Say, Father, nobody has hired me. But I know what I can do. Then start out with what idea God gives to you. Don't start saying, I don't have capital. I don't have money. I don't have somebody to help me. That's wrong. God said, Moses, what do you have in your hand? What do you have in your hand? He said, a rod. A rod. That didn't look like anything. But God said, put it down. He put it down. It turned into a serpent. Moses fled from it. God said, pick it up by the tail. You see, God was strategic because it was a real serpent. He said, pick it up by the tail. And Moses went and picked it up by the tail. It turned into a rod again. He said, my goodness. Then God said, put your hand into your bosom. He dipped his hand in there. God said, bring it out. He brought it out. He turned leprous. He didn't know what to do with his hand. And God said, put it back in there. He put it in there. Came back whole. Wow. That means you got a miracle hand. Then God said, now you go and perform miracles with that rod. With that rod, he ruled over Pharaoh. Question is, what do you have in your hand? What can you do? That's what it's saying. What can you do? Okay. Maybe you don't have much ability in one area. Learn another one. Learn another one. Train in another thing. Get trained in something. Have something you can do. If you have something you can do, this world will always need you. Are you listening to me? If they phase out your kind of business, learn another one. And the Holy Spirit will give you the inspiration you need to know what to do. He'll give you. Can you trust him? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you trust him? Even now, he wants to give supernatural ability. There are certain things that some of you tonight are going to discover that you are able to do. The ability will be given to you supernaturally tonight. Hallelujah. Can I read something to you? Let me read this to you while I'm on this. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. I'm reading from verse 3. What I want to read to you is further down, but so you can get the context. All right, from verse 3. Giving no offense in anything, that the minister be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by longsuffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. Are you following this? Okay. He's talking about us ministers. Okay. He says, we approve ourselves as God's ministers in spite of all these things. All right. Then in verse 9, as unknown, yet well known. As dying, and behold, we live. As chastened and not killed. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing and yet possessing all things. Did you notice that place there? He said they regard us as poor. He said, yet making many rich. It says something there. Do you mean that we do have the power? Is Paul saying that he and the other apostles had the ability to make others rich? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's exactly what he said.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 706 060 3228 +234 809 826 2823 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.